The state of California is scheduled to release more than 100,000 inmates from its prisons this year. If recent trends continue, more than half of them will be back behind bars within a few years, most simply because they've violated parole. Critics say the parole system is stretched too thin to handle so many cases. From member station KQED, Judy Campbell has more.
Last year in Oakland, there were 113 murders. That's a homicide rate frighteningly close to that of the bloody late 80s and early 90s when drug and gang-related murders were common. Police and city officials, like Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown, blame half of the recent murders on probationers and parolees recently let out of prison, often coming back to forcefully reclaim their drug turf.
We know this class of people needs to be looked to if we're going to reduce murder and other crimes in the city. It's just that simple.
What's not so simple is dealing with the huge number of parolees in the state. The parole population has increased sixfold over the last 30 years, according to Joan Petersilia, a professor of criminology at the University of California, Irvine.
The sheer number of parolees just dwarfs anything in our history.
But almost 10 years ago, parole budgets were cut by 44%. Now one agent can be responsible for more than 80 parolees.
The entire parole system has been neglected. In the last decade, we have principally been focused on who is to go to prison and for how long they should stay there. And we've paid virtually no attention to what happens when they all come home.
And the result of that inattention, she says, is that well over half will go back to jail within 2 years. California has the highest rate of parolees returned to prison in the country. A few years ago in Oakland, State Parole started a unique program to address this recidivism. It begins with meetings like this one. Within 2 weeks of their release, parolees come to this East Oakland office where representatives from community resource agencies peddle their services, offering help in finding jobs, housing, drug treatment.
Jobs.
There's even a motivational speaker, Kevin Grant, who pumps up their self-esteem, goading them to stay away from prison.
And I'm you. I've been where you've been, but guess what? We know the way out of this. I'm a warrior. I'm tired of losing to these folks. You can't melt me and pour me back up in these penitentiaries. Why are they gonna put you back there?
The people in the room respond to Grant. Some shake their heads mournfully when he talks about disappointing their mothers. Others yell out real talk when he makes a good point. But when the meeting's over and some straggle outside to light up, the pep talk seems to have worn off, and parolees talk about how easy it is to go back in.
They throw you back for anything. I guess they want the money.
Gary Johnson has just gotten out on his third parole violation in as many years. Over time, he's been sent back for dirty drug tests, missed parole meetings, and DUIs. He's been in the system for 40 years, so he speaks like a historian of parole.
Back in the old days on parole, you could give the parole officer four or five dirties before he violated you. If you caught a misdemeanor case, you handled it in court, you didn't get violated. You had to have a felony to get violated.
Getting violated means parole is revoked and you're thrown back into prison. These days, up to a third who are sent back are charged with a new crime, but nearly two-thirds go back to prison just for parole violations. California revokes parole twice as often as any other state. The parole department says they're protecting public safety, only revoking when there's a pattern of misbehavior. But it costs about $900 million a year to return parolees to prison for technical violations.
It's exceedingly expensive. It doesn't really get you anything. And it makes more sense to invest some money up front in preparing people to stay out and keep them out rather than keep cycling them back in.
Michael Jacobson used to run a corrections department. Now he teaches at John Jay College in New York. He believes the money is better spent on transitional services, like the program in Oakland and halfway houses that could help parolees readjust to the outside. Ironically, it may be California's massive budget crisis that could provide an opportunity for the kind of parole reforms critics say are needed. Sharon Jackson of the State Parole Department says they've been running the numbers on budget proposals that would cut back on parole violations and reduce sentences for certain nonviolent offenders.
When budget crisis comes, it's an opportunity to check out your operation to decide, is there another way to do business? And I would say that we're going through that introspection right now about what kind of things we might do.
An independent state oversight commission is also studying the parole system and will be making recommendations for fundamental reform in coming months, so that when a prisoner comes home, it's not just as a brief respite from a string of lockups or an opportunity to regain old drug turf, but instead, a place to start over again. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in Oakland.